KSL News Time 709. Triple team traffic on this Monday morning. Back to the traffic center, starting with you, Heather Kelly.
Well, Brian, it looks like the on-ramp from 146 South in Bluffdale to go South 15 into Utah County is completely closed right now. I've got a tow truck on scene of this rollover crash, so it's blocking all those on-ramp lanes. But the truck that rolled is actually blocking a couple of right-hand lanes on Main Flow, southbound 15, and that has traffic backed up to Bangor Highway, taking quite a bit of time to get through. You're also starting to see your typical rush hour delays form on northbound 15 and Bangor Highway in the West Side Belt. Eric Butler.
I-15 in great shape in Utah County. You're at your normal travel times if you're heading northbound from Spanish Fork and Springville all the way up to Point of the Mountain. You do have a couple of cars left over from an earlier accident on Redwood Road right at the entrance to Camp Williams. This is on the northbound side. They are over on the right-hand shoulder, but not causing any kinds of slowdowns. Holly?
Well, Davis County is in great shape. Surface streets, Davis County, they have no problems. Legacy Parkway looks like it's flowing freely, and I-15 has normal KSL travel times. Layton to Salt Lake, that's in the normal 17-minute travel time. You may not need a new transmission. AMCO can run their free check. It might only be a sensor. They are gaining customers for life. Use someone you can trust. Go AMCO. AAMCO. Holly Bearcliff in the KSL Traffic Center.